all car buyers.
Wanted to hear about the Grease Man Convention of Illegitimate Children. That'll probably happen one day. One day soon, they'll all get together from around the world. Well, I've been a boss jock in many cities, and consequently, a fringe benefit of being on the air, I guess, is you meet those hotline honeys. And well, I've had a torrid and zesty life, and I'm sure one day somebody's going to line it up. Somebody's going to line it up. You see, I started in the business, 16, 17 years ago. So, you know, they could conceivably line it up. You know, the older kids from the early days when I started in Ithaca, and those kids are probably all grown up, those illegitimate children. And so one day I can just see it now. They'll rent a big room at the Washington Hilton. And all the Grease Manelli children from down over the years will get together to meet their brothers and sisters. It'll be important that they know who they are because, you know, when they go through life, they might move to a different city and there's, you know, a half-brother, a half-sister. You know, they might not know that they're brother and sister and they might get married and, you know, they'll have kids and the kid will fly around the delivery room, you know? Hey, you won't have to babysit it. You just, you know, point it to the nearest tree. So, as a result, as an incentive for all the Grease Manelli children to come, they'll all receive a leather-bound embossed book with... you know, my picture on the cover, our dad. It'll say, and inside, it'll show all the illegitimate children that I've fathered over the years. And they'll probably be one of the older kids that'll be in charge. Probably going, attention, everyone. Attention. Hi, I'd like to welcome you to this meeting of the Grease Manelli Illegitimate Children Convention. And look around you. Your brothers and sisters are everywhere. You never know who's walking the streets thanks to Pop and his massive ways. Pop will be along in a little while as our special guest today as we meet our brothers and sisters from around the world. Dad was kind of like a Johnny Appleseed of romance. yes, he was a productive old codger. And, well, I'd like you to, you know, meet some of your brothers and sisters. First of all, let's go back to the DeWitt Clinton days, shall we? The high school he went to, well, he left his mark. He was dating Dolores Del Vecchio. We have a child from her. Betty Luke Buckholzer is a child from her. And they put together kind of a little combo for you, kind of entertain you. First one's up here in the Grease Manelli Illegitimate Children's Convention. Vito, Carmine, Tony, and Irving Grease Manelli. And a little something to liven the mood of the convention. Okay, thank you. They sure didn't exhaust themselves writing lyrics down there, didn't they? That was Vito, Carmine, Tony, and Irving Grease Manelli, the Bronx contingent. And, of course, after high school, Dad went away, and off to Nam he went. And Lord knows how many Amerasians there are running around, and he's probably responsible for about half of them. And a couple of them made the flight. A couple of our commie brethren, which we accept delightedly. Would you welcome Kai Fong, Ling Chao, and Zik Wat, Grease Manelli from Vietnam, and their contribution to the Grease Manelli Illegitimate Children's Convention. Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you. Go have a fish head. Waiter, could you bring them some more fish heads, please? Very nice. Kai Fong, Ning, whatever your names were. It's a pleasure to have you. And we hope we'll see you again in another 30 years. Of course, now, you know, Dad had his wild college days. Lord knows the experimentation. There were some special children that, well, it's, you know, didn't grow up quite right, and they've been released from the special learning center they go to. And here's his most tragic child, Adolf Griesmanelli, who was never quite right in the head. Adolf, can you say anything to your brothers and sisters out there in the audience?
Habadu gaga, habadu gaga, habadu gaga, habadu gaga.
All right, easy, Adolf, easy, easy. Jeez, don't get your mouths in an uproar. We shouldn't really laugh, but Adolf, thanks for coming. And one of the more tragic cases, another nonverbal child that the father sired. Come on up to the mic, honey, and can you do a little something for your brothers and sisters? Very nice, very nice. I don't know what's wrong with him. Oh, he's going to do more? Okay, sure, by all means. We told Pop that he shouldn't mess with that LSD. I mean, geez, it's a wonder he has any kids at all. Good. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, jeez. All right. All right. With the organ music. Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you. Jeez. All right. We have kids from around the world. You remember Pop did some time in the Peace Corps, and he was sent to New Delhi, where he was up to his old tricks. And so, to join us here at the Griesman Illegitimate Children's Foundation, we have Hashad Griesmanelli, who will now perform something from his native land. That's very nice. All right, somebody get him out of here before he starts driving a cab, okay? Okay, well, All right. The Anacostia contingent of the Griesmanelli children is getting a little nervous. We'll get to you guys. But first, let's remember the Greece. Pop spent some time in Florida. And, of course, he left his mark there as well. Walt Disney turnover in his grave. Can we get Angie, Johnny, and Michelle Griesmanelli up here? The Florida contingent? Yeah. Okay, from Orlando, Florida, if you would please welcome the Southern Griesmanellis. Look at those fresh faces. The product of his liaison. Say about Florida is it's a good thing Flipper wasn't there when Bop was around. Yeah, who knows what mischief he would have caused. Okay. Waiter, can I have a little more water up here at the podium, please? Come on, waiter. Just a little bit of water. I'm conducting a speech here.
Come on.
Oh, come on. You mean you're going to let me up here being parched and dry while I'm trying to talk to my
brother? Right. I said your mom.
Now, wait just a cut and take a minute. Waiter, we've hired you specially to come here and cater this meal.
Your mom.
For crying out loud. Man, I'm not making myself clear.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you're just going to stand there, watch the proceedings, and not help out in any way?
That's right. I said your mama.
All right. Good for you. Good for you. All right. You think it's funny, huh? Not easy up here. George of everybody looking out over my brothers and sisters. Okay, sure. Yes, he got to D.C. He spent some time in Anacostia. You know, Dad, he wasn't afraid to change his luck. He always said, the hydraulics are colorblind. Remember him saying that? And as a result, here's Andre Griesmanelli. Andre, take a look out over there as you stand up to the microphone. Isn't it unbelievable to think that our father, Nino Griesmanelli, could have sired this many illegitimate children? I find it unbelievable.
Bad man.
Really?
That is bad, bad, bad.
Really? Look at him.
I've never done on a record before.
He has the record.
That's bad,
bro. That is bad.
That is bad. Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me, that's bad. Believe me.
I believe you. I'm one of them, you know. I'm your brother. Oh, here's a kind of a sad one. He never really developed as much as Andre Griesmanelli. This is Bubba Griesmanelli. Bubba, now that you're here, we've got you into the city. We paid your expenses. What are you going to do for the remainder of the convention?
I'm going to chill out and travel, do this and do a little of that. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that. You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
All right, Bubba, cheerful Bubba Griesmanelli. Well done. Well, I guess it's time to hear from the old man himself. What do you say? Then we'll get Pop up here and say a few words and probably see a lot of you for the first time. Anybody seen Pop? Where is he?
Come on, it's time to get him out of scene, yeah.
He's under the table. What do you mean he's under the table? Oh, what is he? He lose a contact lens. What's he doing under the table? Hey, Pop, come on! Hey, that's our dad.
Beach lover.
Look at me, lad.